Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Vote no on two.
The Alaska Public Offices Commission on Monday approved an expedited hearing in one of the battles over ballot measure two, in which one group says the other violated laws by not immediately disclosing its top donors to voters. The complaint itself stems from a set of advertisements a group called Defend Alaska Elections Vote No on Two was running about the measure, which reportedly states the names of three top donors who, at the time of the ads airing, were actually not the highest contributors of the campaign, according to Alaska's news source. The opposing group, Yes on Two for Better Elections, claimed that Defend Alaska Elections violated a statute regarding transparency over who donated what and when to its campaign. Representative for Yes on Two for Better Elections said Defend Alaska Elections' three largest contributors' disclosure intentionally and blatantly violates the law and has never been correct according to their own disclosure reports, unquote. Representative also said that Alaskans who listen to or see the advertisements could immediately vote based on false and misleading information, thereby creating irreparable harm, he says. While Better Elections said its opponent broke the law and also had ample time to change advertising so that it appropriately reflected the names of its top donors before the ads ever aired, Defend Alaska Elections maintains it followed the rules based on its interpretation of them, utilizing its most recent commission financial filings at the time. Its representative said the group has not put any incorrect contributors on its advertisements and requested that the commission follow the normal process of investigation instead of expediting it. With the general election less than 30 days away, Monday's hearing focused not on any alleged violations themselves, but instead on the request for expedited consideration. The Alaska Public Offices Commission could have referred the case for further investigation at a regularly scheduled hearing, but instead voted in favor of an expedited hearing, which takes place on Wednesday. Fall is here, and that means winter is on the way. Jason Lee reports on winter driving prep.
Tuesday may have been the first time this fall that many on the Kenai Peninsula had to pull out the car window scraper as temperatures officially dipped to the freezing mark. That experience likely served as a chilly reminder, winter is coming. Residents of the Kenai may feel prepared to handle the harsh conditions, but there are some questions that must be asked of every Alaskan entering winter. 1. Am I ready to handle the quickly changing road conditions? And 2. What should I keep in my car to be prepared in a worst-case weather scenario? As the roads begin to become more slick, the Alaska Department of Transportation told KSRM that side roads and less traveled fairways are usually the slickest, but highways can often be slippery too. Driving carefully is imperative. Megan Peters with the Alaska State Troopers said when the weather is bad, a simple situation can escalate quickly, so it's best to be prepared.
So always have emergency provisions in your vehicle, food, water, extra winter gear.
Included in a basic winter survival kit should be a flashlight, batteries, blanket, snacks, water, gloves, boots, and a first aid kit. It's also important to gear all vehicles up with winter travel gear such as tire chains, ice scraper or snow brush, jumper cables, and road flares. For KSRM News, I'm Jason Lee.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.